The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was led by the Spirit out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, after which he was very hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to turn into loaves." But he replied, "Scripture says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." The devil then took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For Scripture says, he will put you in his angels' charge, and they will support you on their hands in case you hurt your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Scripture also says, you must not put the Lord your God to the test." Next, taking him to a very high mountain, the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "I will give you all these," he said, "if you fall at my feet and worship me." Then Jesus replied, "Be off, Satan, for Scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him alone." Then the devil left him, and angels appeared and looked after him. The Gospel of the Lord. Sin has a history older than the human race. The temptation to do our own thing, to disobey God, does not only take place on earth. It happened in heaven. Nor does it require a human body. It happened with pure spirits, angels. You do not need a body to sin. To sin only needs the power of choice, to exercise free will. Satan expressed his free will to God, stating that he would not serve God. In doing so, and together with other angels, they fell from heaven and sin entered the universe. Sin on earth goes back to our origins. In the first reading, we heard the story of the temptation of Adam and Eve. It explains why we are born into it. This original sin is a deeply engraved flaw in our human nature. This means that we are not sinners because we commit sins, but we commit sins because we are sinners. That is, capable of making choices that are not good. As the serpent said to the woman, "On the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will know good and evil." Here we have the beginning of sin, and we also know the consequences. From one sin comes another. Sin breeds on sin. We are often surprised how much good a single person can do, and by the same token, how much evil. Yet, neither a great good or terrible evil happens seldom at once. But it results from a great many smaller choices that on their own seem to have no consequences. As we grow up, we make basically good and well-intentioned choices. Partly good, partly flawed, partly responsible, partly not, and are influenced by our own environment, and we are tempted permanently. Temptations, small ones and bigger ones. In the Gospel, we hear that Jesus, like us, was tempted. However, unlike the fallen angels, unlike us, he chose the good. Chose for God. Satan, who did not choose for God, did not choose the good, but decided to choose evil, to choose himself, saw that he was not making any progress at all, and left Jesus only to return when the time had come. And so it is with us. Temptation will come and go, sometimes very strong and for longer periods, sometimes weak and short. Temptation is part of our earthly life. It will be with us until the day we die. And so we will sin, and like our first parents, who were called by God and turned back to God, we too must turn back to God to confess our sins and so be granted absolution and receive once again the full mercy and grace of God. Now, the serpent had mostly spoken the truth, which is how he does tempt, but also lied about one of the consequences of sin, namely that the result of sin is death. The price of sin is death. God, who created us very good, wants us to live. He spoke to us through the prophets, and finally he sent his only son, Jesus, to show us the way. Jesus, a human being like us, resisted temptation, did not sin, and by accepting to carry all our sins, paid also the price of sin, death. Death on a cross. By dying to himself, he rose again from the dead after 3 days and ascended into heaven and is now in the presence of God the Father. In imitation of Christ, who gave us the example, we too must respond to temptation by saying, "Be off, Satan. I worship the Lord our God and serve him alone." In that way, we too, after our own death, will find ourselves in the presence of God, in heaven, forever and ever.